What you got here is your basic podcast, Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm your generic host, Steve Charney. And trout fishing in America is coming by singing their original boil okra and spinach. I love these guys. They are kindred spirits. Harry and I are also playing with a gag, if so-and-so married so-and-so. You know, like if Lady Gaga married Desmond Tutu, she'd become Gaga Tutu. You know, that kind of thing. Well, we're going to start off the podcast with a song I wrote that has a story behind it. Did you ever have an idea in a dream that sounded so good that you thought, man, I got to remember this thing when I wake up? Then when you do, it turns out to be, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, I remember Seinfeld had that theme once, and I really related to it. Well, it's happened to me more than once, but this time I had an idea for a song, and in the dream, I thought it was hysterical. In my dream, I couldn't stop laughing. This is a true story, by the way. Except when I woke up in the morning, instead of it being totally gibberish, I thought, you know, it's not that funny, but it isn't too bad. So I decided to run with it, and I wrote this song with the phrase, you ready for the phrase? It was, "They are a hairy bunch." This is what I thought was so funny in my dream. Okay, but this is what I came up with. Did you ever see cops walking the beat? They are a hairy bunch. What about butchers cutting the meat? They are a hairy bunch. Barbers and farmers and charmers and such. Yeah, they are a hairy bunch. Businessmen out to lunch. Yeah, they are a hairy bunch. Plumbers, hairy. Drummers, hairy. Runners, hairy. Hummers, hairy. Astronuclear theoretical physicists, hairy. Well, garbage men banging a can. They are a hairy bunch. Lawyers and doctors to a man. They are a hairy bunch. Doormen and floormen and shoremen and such. They are a hairy bunch. Wall Street brokers playing a hunch. They are a hairy bunch. Jewelers, hairy. Foolers, hairy. Duelers, hairy. Fuelers, hairy. Schoolers, hairy. Strollers, hairy. Bald-headed men. Very. Post office workers losing mail. They are a hairy bunch. Soda jerkers squirting ginger ale. They are a hairy bunch. Brokers, smokers, jokers and such. They are a hairy bunch. What about boxers throwing a punch? Yeah, they are a hairy bunch. Eskimos in the cold igloos. Ooh, they are a hairy bunch. Laplanders with their funny shoes. They are a hairy bunch. Russians, Prussians, French and Dutch. They are a hairy bunch. English royalty having brunch. They are a hairy bunch. Millers, hairy. Drillers, hairy. Killers, hairy. Billers, hairy. Grillers, hairy. Killers, hairy. Abominable snowmen. Well, they're all hairy. Anybody that we missed? They are a hairy bunch. Are you and me on that list? Yeah, we are a hairy bunch. Every boy in the whole wide world. They are a hairy bunch. Let's start again, only this time girls. Yeah, girls are a hairy bunch. Ooh, ooh, hairy.
Well, what do you got for me?
Oh, here's the script. Ah, good.
Ooh, okay. You've been doing some fair amount of writing.
Yeah, Steve, well, you know, you say we got marriage? We got marriage. I worked out a whole skit here first.
Okay, let's see. I'll read my line here.
Yes, you start right on the top there. Married Names is the name of the skit.
Mm-hmm. Harry, did you ever think what would have happened if Lucille Ball had married the movie star from the 40s, Joseph Cotton?
Sure. Name would have become Lucille Cotton Ball.
Or if Anna Moffo, the opera singer, married the comedian Martin Mull, what would her name be?
Anna Moffo, comedian Martin Mull, Anna Mull.
Animal, right. What if Ella Fitzgerald had married Alan Funt from Candid Camera?
Then her name would have become Elephant.
Right. And if Ella Fitzgerald had married Darth Vader?
Then her name would be Elevator.
What if, and this is just a what if Whoopi Goldberg had married the actor Peter Cushing?
Her name would be changed to Whoopi Cushing.
That's right, isn't it? What if a Hamilton Fish started a law firm with Mr. Chips, the literary character?
They would be called, call that firm Fish and Chips.
And if William Hurt, the actor, started a law practice with the Revolutionary War hero Thomas Paine?
They could call that firm Paine and Hurt.
And if Veronica Lake, Dinah Shore, Joan Rivers, and Mel Brooks started a law company?
They could call that firm Lake, Shore, Rivers, and Brooks.
Okay, wait, some more married names. What if Judy Garland married Howdy Doody?
Judy Doody.
What if Dirty Harry was Timothy Bottoms' brother?
Dirty Bottoms. And now, what about this one, Steve? What if Ida Lupino, the movie star from the 40s, married Don Ho, the Hawaiian singer.
Her name would become Idaho. If Isadora Duncan, the dancer, married Alexander Graham Bell, her name would become...
Isadora Bell!
If Olive Oil was Zazu Pitts' sister, her real name would be...
Olive Pitts!
If Eugene Levy married Sharon Tate, her name would become...
Sharon Levitate!
If the guy who started Friendly's Restaurants took on Jim Neighbors as a partner, they could change the name of the restaurant to...
Friendly Neighbors! Remember the crawling eye?
Yeah, sure. You mean the monster from that 1950s horror film?
That's right. What if the crawling eye had married Tom Thumb? She'd become the Crawling Thumb!
Okay, then if Dinah Shore married Thing from the Addams Family, she'd be a sure thing.
Time for another commercial.
If you'd like to support this program, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney, and for $1 a month... you become a patron of the show and be part of it. Thank you.
Trout fishing in America. Ezra, you actually do trout fishing. Is it?
I do trout fish, and I fish for pretty much any kind of fish that will bite. I am not one of your purest fishermen. So many trout fishermen only fish for trout, and they only fish with fly rods for trout, using only dry flies. I fish for trout with a fly rod occasionally, with a spinning rod, and with any kind of thing I can use to catch fish.
Okay, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
But me either, but yeah. It's really nice to watch. You should see him with a fly rod. He's so big.
He looks great.
He's out there. He really looks good.
He looks impressive. Ezra,
he never catches anything, but he looks good.
I do fine. Actually, it's really interesting about fishing and fisherman's luck. I've been fishing for many, many years. In fact, the home that I live in, fishing is a big part of it. There's ponds all over my place. And
where is that home?
This is in Arkansas.
Okay.
In the Ozark Mountains.
Near Bill Clinton or
we're practically next door neighbors.
Hmm.
We're not related at all.
If he was going to move, he might be our neighbor.
Yeah, he moved into our neighborhood. Anyway, what I'm saying is fisherman's luck. I've fished all my life. I've enjoyed it. It has been a major passion with me. Keith, on the other hand, is not that big of a fisherman. He'll go if he has to. He'll fish, but basically he'd rather be doing other things. And there's a pond, a little pond, up in the woods on my place. It's a little pond that doesn't look big enough to support much other than algae.
He told me there was no fish in it.
I believe that there was no fish. I've lived in this place for 4 years. I have cast plugs. I have cast worms. I have cast things in this pond. No luck. Keith, was it 8 pounds?
7.5.
7.5 pound catfish he pulled out of this. It was unbelievable.
I just decided to fish it because he told me there was no fish in there.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have to mess with catching the fish.
I wouldn't have to mess with catching it and cleaning it or anything like that.
The biggest fish ever caught on my property was caught by a guy that couldn't care less.
I think the fish probably picked up on that.
Do you like to eat fish?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like fish.
Does Harry like fish?
Sometimes, depending on the fish.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you guys...
We got a song about food.
Ah,
this
okay.
is a song... You know, a lot of people are very, very picky about what they like to eat. And with this song, there's going to be a lot of foods mentioned. And if you hear a food mentioned that you enjoy, mm-hmm. we want you to just cheer as loud as you can.
Okay, everybody at home also should be cheering.
That's
cheer
right. But if you hear a food you do not enjoy, I want you to boo as loud as possible.
Okay.
Let's all practice that boo. Here we go. Very good.
Very nice.
Here's a song for you.
2, 3, 4. I woke up this morning with a smile on my face. I got dressed, made my bed, then I picked up the place. I did what you told me. I didn't whine or cry. I took a nap, never saw time out, and all I can ask is why. Why am I being punished?
Have I been so bad?
I sat down to dinner and this is what I had. Boiled okra and spinach. It's dangerous.
Yuck!
Fishy fish with 1,000 bones cooked in asparagus. I'd rather eat boogers than black-eyed peas.
I'd trade it all for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
No anchovies.
No pepperonis and no mushrooms.
No black olives or any of that rabbit food.
But I've got an idea that's bound to work. You finish the spinach and the black-eyed peas, then I'll go get dessert. Yummy! Ice cream, or maybe a refrigerated candy bar. I scream with joy for a little piece of cake.
Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too. Clean your plate, it's easy. It's just a piece of cake. Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too.
I clean your plate, it's easy. It's just a piece of cake.
Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too.
I clean your plate,
it's easy. It's just a piece of cake.
Spinach. It's dangerous. Fishy fish with a thousand bones cooked in asparagus.
Sing along now, here we go.
I'd rather eat boogers than black-eyed peas. I'd trade it all for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese. Trade it all for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
Well, did you hear any foods you might like there?
I heard a bunch of them. I heard the ice cream and the hamburgers with double cheese, the pizza, and I heard a lot I didn't like.
You know, it's funny to do that song and look out in the audience and see kids actually cheering for boiled okra and spinach, or even worse, to see them cheer when we say, I'd rather eat boogers.
I don't believe it!
Well, there are some people who like boogers out there.
You know the difference between broccoli and boogers.
What's that, Keith?
I don't know. You tell them, Ezra.
I think some kids will actually eat broccoli.
Oops. Yeah. What's green and sings?
No idea.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Yes!
Trout fishing.
Yes!
Trout fishing in America, joining us here on Knock on Wood.
That last song came off of an album called Mine, which won several awards when it came out. It won a Parents' Choice. It won an American Library Association's Most Notable Recording and a NARD, which is the National Association for Independent Record Distributors, Indie Award, which is for an independent artist like Trout Fishing in America, the equivalent of a Grammy.
And I'm telling you, it's a winner. It's one of our favorites. Okay, Trout Fishing in America, thank you so much for coming on board.
Thanks for having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, thanks for coming. Now, we're going to continue with the second part of the script that I put together in my trunk today.
Okay.
So, you know, when people get married, sometimes the woman takes on the man's name, and, well, they could end up with some pretty funny names.
Precisely.
Okay. So go ahead, read your first line.
All right, what if Yoko Ono married James Coco? What would her name be?
Yoko Coco.
Mm-hmm. And if Ida Lupino, the movie star from the 40s, married Dr. No from the James Bond film, what would her new name be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I know. It's Ida No.
And if Yoko Ono married Dr. No, her name would be...
Oh, no, no!
Right. And if Yasser Arafat's father was Dr. No, his real name would be...
Yes or no!
And if Yo-Yo Ma's mother was Yoko Ono, his name would be...
Yo-Yo Ono!
And if Ma Barker, the notorious criminal, married Yo-Yo Ma, her new name would be...
Mama!
Ma Barker married Yo-Yo Ma. Her name would be Mama. All right, what if Tuesday Weld married Ted Knight? What would her new name be?
Tuesday Knight.
If Beep Beep, the Roadrunner, married Meryl Streep...
He'd be Beep Beep Streep!
And Milo Shea's mother was Shelley Long. He'd be a...
Mile Long!
If Martin Short started a law firm with Shelley Long, their firm would be called...
Short and Long.
If Howard Hunt started one with Gregory Peck, they could call themselves...
Hunt and Peck.
If the Joker, you know, from Batman, started a firm with Margot Kidder, they called the business
Joker and Kidder.
And if the actor Norman Fell started practicing law with Paul Tripp, the children's entertainer, they called their practice
Tripp and Fell.
If Twiggy the model was the sister of Miss Piggy, she'd be
Twiggy Piggy.
If Barbara Hershey married Roseanne Barr's brother, her new name would be
Barbara Hershey Barr.
If Sting was the son of Alan King, his whole name would be Sting King.
Sting King? Kind of like this sketch.
Harry, you have a song you want to sing, right?
I do, Steve. Play the guitar for me. I married my shoe, though she was a heel, but she had soul. I can't help how I feel. How was I to know that she would run away when I married my shoe? I married my shoe. I got a kick the way she stepped, but when she ran off, oh, how I wept. We only loved for a minute, then I put my foot in it when I married my shoe. It was a mistake, my Santa tried to tell me. He's so astute, I wouldn't listen. Then she ran off with my left boot. I heard that they're both happy, jogging the blues. And me, I'm sitting nursing our two baby shoes. When I married my shoe, at the wedding she wore her lace. She polished her tongue, she had a shine to her face. When she hopped down the aisle, she had a certain grace. When I married my shoe, when I married my shoe, I never thought she'd run off with my boot. But now she's gone, oh, what should I do? I'm sitting here with one shoe left talking to a twin. I wonder if her twin would like to date a one shoe man. I married my shoe. Hey, don't you? I married my shoe. That's when I became unglued. I married my shoe. Whoa, she's tough as nails. I married my shoe.
Wasn't that a weird song? Okay, which was weirder? They Are a Hairy Bunch or I Married My Shoe? Man, I can get surreal sometimes. Anywho, the podcast is pretty much over. Just a few things to note. It's all done by me, your Salvador Dali of podcasters, Steve Charney. And you can subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic.com, on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and I have some episodes on my YouTube channel. And of course on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron. SteveCharney.com is where to go if you want to contact me, and I love to be contacted. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and on Twitter, too. And if you like this podcast, man, spread it around. Spread it around. Hey, Steve.
What?
What
did the world say after the earthquake?
Oh, I know. Sorry. My fault.